feel like Trey Burton more as a tight end or an H-back.
Well, he's a multiple position guy, and I think he can be equally effective. We put him in the game at a tight end position, or we could put him in at running back. So, yes.
Have you practiced him much at running back?
We have. We practice him every day. In all our training sessions, he does ball handling. And then certainly, as you've seen, our receiver, all our skill players are multiple. So when we call a route concept, it could be a running back, a tight end, or a receiver in any one of the spots. And so we cross-train them quite frequently.
Last year, the turnover ratio greatly improved from 2012 before you guys got here. What do you attribute that to? And is it can you duplicate it? How do you replicate it?
Well, we weren't here 2 years ago. So all I can tell you what we do, and we talk about, and we coach against it. You know, we don't want guys to go out there and worry about making mistakes, but we talk frequently, actually every day, in every meeting we talk about ball security. We talk about making sure we secure the ball in traffic, all the things necessary. And some of it comes back to the quarterback. Everybody's hung up on that 27-2 ratio, but that comes back to making good decisions and not putting the ball in harm's way.
Jacksonville, what is the greatest strength of their defense?
Well, I think they've gone out. They're a really, really good scheme defense. The model for it certainly is Seattle, where Gus was previous. And then this year they went out and got two pieces to add to the defensive line, you know, Chris Clemens and then Red Bryant, two guys that were in Seattle, two guys that have really helped them up front. And so I think that's where you see the biggest change. Plus, Lesney is a – you know, everybody would love to have him as a middle linebacker. And then I think they're just a solid, steady group that plays well together.
In May's draft, there were a lot of receivers out there. What stood out about Jordan Matthews compared to the others? And the two guys that the Jags took in the second round, Marquis Lee, Allen Robinson, are they guys who were in consideration with you?
Well, you know, I can talk about the guy we took. We don't worry about the guys that aren't here, certainly, unless you're playing against them, which we are. So I'll answer that, I guess. But Jordan did everything we're looking for in a receiver, and you can just click off the things you've seen in our training sessions and in the games. He's good at catching the football. He's big and physical. He can beat, bump, and run. When he catches it, he can run with it. He blocks. He's smart. All the things we're looking for. And I think Lee and Robinson had some of those attributes as well. And I think they're pretty pleased with their performance down there.
Has Macklin had enough reps to be able to be ready for a regular season?
I think so. He's really actually done very well, you know, coming back from his injury and then going through the training sessions. And, you know, I think as we get ready to play now, and we kind of structure our training sessions where we're practicing drives and making sure we get groups of plays so that they get their conditioning. I think he's ready to go.
What about Riley?
Riley's the same. I think they're ready to go. These are guys that are played in the NFL for multiple years. They understand what it takes to get ready to go. They're comfortable in our system, and they're ready to play.
You mentioned practicing, making good decisions and keeping the ball out of harm's way as far as keeping interceptions down, but is this offense, it seems to be able to get people in space and create openings. I mean, it seems to be a really quarterback-friendly offense from that standpoint as far as, I mean, if you look at Chip's history, he's never had many guys that threw a lot of interceptions.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when we look at what we try to do, we obviously run the ball. We play action, and when you're doing things, basically play action is a form of deception. You know, you create guys in open spaces. We've added some things that can help us against man-to-man coverage to get guys open from former lives. And so we've done some things to build a system that we think is quarterback-friendly. There's progressions in what we do, so the quarterback looks to an area, or he'll look to receivers and throw it 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I think, you know, that's what you're seeing from our guys. But none of that really matters if the guy pulling the trigger doesn't make good decisions. We feel like we put a system in place that will allow him to do those things. Now it's up to the receivers to get open, and if they're not open, the quarterback moves on to the next guy.
Matt, Holt practiced yesterday for the first time. How long until he can get into football shape?
Well, we feel like it's going to have to happen quickly. You know, he had a good day yesterday. He'll be out here again today. And so as long as there's no setbacks, we're hopefully be ready to go.
How do you feel about the depth of the offense at this point? Compared to last year especially, do you feel like this is a deeper offense than it was a year ago?
I think we're an offense that we're more on the same page. We know how we want to function. We've got a memory bank of reps that we did last year that we can draw from. And we probably have more guys that we can put in the game in substitute roles, which will allow us to keep playing fast.
With Pilgrim down, who's the swing guy who can play tackle and guard there between Gardner and Kelly?
Both of them. Yeah, Gardner and Kelly can both play guard and tackle.
On the right side?
That's the reality of it. If you create a situation where you have seven linemen up, then what happens is you have one guy that's a guard center guy, and then you have another guy that has to play guard tackle. And then depending on what they're good at, you may have to make some other switch and move a guy that's and maybe do a double switch or whatever, triple switch, whatever. But you can just do the math. If there's seven or eight of them up, and then some guys have to be multiple. Yeah, he's done a good job. I think he's really done a good job of making the transition to the right side. He's been very productive when he's been playing in games, and he works extremely hard. He'll be ready to go.
Are you going to have to help him out any in pass protection, you think?
I'm not. No.
You were a pretty good center.
It's safe to say, yeah, I did. There was a time, but it's safe to say I will not block one soul. We're gonna play our offense, and then we're always doing things to adjust. If something's giving us a problem, whether it be a scheme or a matchup, then we move on to something else.
On Saturday, do you and Chip have something on Michigan State, Oregon?
No, we don't. We don't. I'm sure we're gonna both watch it in a curious way. I think it'll be fun. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I know Michigan State had an outstanding year last year. They started out strong in their first week. And so I'm curious to see how well they play. And then certainly we got a lot of guys in the building from Oregon. So I'm sure we'll keep our eyes on it. All right.